The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind the current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about biologics.
In 2014, Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania researchers were looking for volunteers with advanced forms of myeloma. They were testing a new therapy called chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell for short. This was cutting-edge stuff. The therapy removes the patient's own immune cells, genetically re-engineers them to attack only cancer, and then infuses them back into the body. Doctors essentially create a drug from living tissue that is tailored directly to each patient. A patient had exhausted nearly every option for treatment when she was enrolled in an early-stage clinical trial, and her bone marrow was 95% clogged with myeloma tumors, and what happened next was nothing short of miraculous. Nearly 7 years after she began her battle, the radiology scans showed no tumor cells. None. Zero. She remains alive and well today.
That's wonderful news. But that genetically re-engineered clinical trial, has it been peer-reviewed by others or have FDA backing?
The underlying treatment she was administered was just recently granted breakthrough status with the FDA, a regulatory classification aimed to speed the process of approval for life-saving treatments. Her treatment is one of the earliest examples of the cancer treatments now known as immunotherapy. This method uses the body's own immune cells to fight cancer. Researchers believe many more kinds of cancer can be treated this way. This is personalized medicine at its best. The scientific community has been building new and better drugs for years, and they're coming at a quicker pace. The number of new drugs approved by the FDA since 2000 is increasing. At the turn of the century, the FDA approved about 25 drugs per year on average. That has risen to 50 per year over the prior 5 years. While it's true the number of approvals is expected to decline in 2022 for the third year in a row, we believe the long-term trend is up. Consider that the number of clinical trials in the U.S. ticked higher in 2021. This suggests the recent slowing of approvals may begin to rise again following a slight slowdown during the pandemic.
So what's driving this uptrend?
Well, this is driven by new disease threats like COVID-19 that sparked innovation. It also stems from a modern-day resurgence of diseases like monkeypox and polio, but the real traction is being driven by new therapies, like the one that led to this cancer patient's miraculous recovery. These are aimed at cancer, heart disease, and other rare diseases. Many are called biologic drugs, meaning that they're created from living material sources like humans, animals, and other microorganisms. The COVID-19 vaccine is a good example of a new biologics medicine. These cutting-edge medicines cover a wide range of products from vaccines to blood components to gene therapy. They offer newfound hope for treatment of diseases with no current cure. They can also be targeted to a specific disease within a specific person. Emergent Research, a scientific source for peer-reviewed research, estimates that the biologics market will grow more than 8% per year from $300 billion in 2020 to $568 billion in 2028. And another forecast from Biospace, a digital hub for life science news, it believes the market will grow over 10 to 12% per year to about $750 billion in 2028. So this is eye-catching growth for just one type of new medicine being developed. But there's even more to the story.
And what's that?
Biologics now make up close to a third of all new drugs approved by the FDA. In 2000, only 7% of total FDA-approved drugs were biologics. As science has advanced, the percent of total is steadily advancing as well. In 2021, 28% of total drug approvals were for biologics. So not only is this group of drugs growing quickly, but it is making up a bigger and bigger slice of the pie. But because these new drugs are complex concoctions of organic material, they are sensitive to heat, cold, light, and contamination. They can spoil, just like the food in your fridge. Their development, storage, and delivery into the body must be carefully coordinated. Remember, one of the challenges of rolling out the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines was that they must be stored at sub-zero temperatures. Additionally, many of these drugs cannot be taken orally in a simple capsule or tablet form. They are typically infused or injected with a syringe. As we said earlier, biologic drug therapies now account for almost a third of all new drugs approved by the FDA. This growing trend is likely to continue continue. The pandemic jump-started drug development and reinvigorated interest in vaccine production for all kinds of infectious diseases. And this can create investment opportunities if you know where to look.
And you guys know where to look. If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.